Blue skies at the Blue Oval from high atop Drake Stadium in Des Moines. It's time for another state track and field update from the Gatorade broadcast booth on Kick 106.7. I am Nick Brinks. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. An absolutely gorgeous day for the state track meet here in Des Moines. The boys' shot put for Class 2A is ongoing, and Evan Adams of Kemper is still awaiting his first throw. Flight 1 going on right now. He will throw 5th in Flight 2. The girls' long jump for Class 2A is ongoing as well. Kemper's Morgan Mashing finished 10th in the opening flight with a jump of 15 feet, 2 1/4 inches. Our next running events are coming up shortly, and it'll be the boys 4x800 Class 2A final. Kemper will run in that one with Thomas Potterbaum, Ryan Sundrup, Wyatt Wunschel, and Jacob Graving. After 1 o'clock, we'll get to the boys' 100-meter dash for Class 2A. DJ Vanami of Kemper will run in heat number 3, trying to advance to Saturday's final. At 1:20 this afternoon, the girls' 400 meters. For Class 2A, it'll be Chloe Judish of South Central Calhoun running in section number 1. And at 1:30 this afternoon, we'll see the girls' 400-meter 3A final, and Carroll's Marie Day will run in section number 3 in that event. And then that will wrap it up for our 2A and 3A session. Our 1A schools and competitors get underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I will bring you that schedule a little bit later on. This state track update has been brought to you by Robinson Implement, Manning Municipal Utilities, Templeton Savings Bank, Christina's Flowers, Manning Insurance Agency, and Haley Equipment. All of today's results and interviews can be found online at sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.